This is happiness, to be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Mood Brett. My name is David Nixon, and I'm actually going to talk a little bit about old mate Tony Robbins. I think I can't say his name without saying old mate before it. Anthony Robbins, he wrote a book, Unlimited Power. I remember reading it many, many moons ago. However, I think that he talks about personal power in some of his programs that he runs as well. Unfortunately, sometimes this can really fall into this idea of being woo-woo, right? Personal power and all this kind of shit. But for so many of us, and this is something that I had to really put my ego aside for and take in and listen, so many of us have lost power in so many different ways. Now, if we learn to really listen to people, really fucking listen to people, we can learn where they hand their power over. Almost pretty much every single person, right? And they'll talk about how the day just fucking got away from them. It's like as if the day could actually get away from them, right? It's like a complete loss of power. People go, oh, it's just semantics, or it's just words. It's like fucking people will tell you how they are finding things challenging or difficult, or how they're struggling within their own mental map. And then we just dismiss it. We just think it's just a play of words, or it's this. But it's like, if we truly learn to listen to people, truly sacredly learn to listen to people, and get that skill and do it to ourselves, right? Not just be empathy. If someone's like, oh, I'm really a very empathetic person, I just care about everyone, and I look at this person and they're struggling to look after themselves because they're not doing the same things they're doing for other people for themselves. So it's like they're not leading by example. They're not empathetic, because if you were, you would do it to yourself. You would take care of yourself. You would have the ability to have empathy for yourself, right? And listen to really what's important, what's going on, where you lost your power. And I think I'm yet to come across somebody who hasn't lost their power somewhere. And I understand for some people it sounds kind of corny, but bear with me, because it's fucking important. Because so often people are like nudging up against their potential and they end up procrastinating, right? And then they're getting distracted. We only procrastinate on things, take this as you will, don't agree with me if you don't want to, I don't mind, but we only procrastinate on things that are important, right? That are going to change our belief structure, right? That are seriously going to change our world. If we learned that procrastination is often a signal of what we need to do rather than a slow mechanism, it's actually showing us what's important to us, right? If we're living attentively or intentively, right? And so the beautiful thing is that procrastination can often show us the belief structures that are holding us back if we actually want to pay attention. They can also show where we lost power and who we lost power to. I think the other week I shared a story about an old football coach, and it took me, that was this year I figured that out, that I'm like, I let this motherfucker, I had no support. I didn't feel I had any sort of masculine support at home to be able to help me through that process, to understand that they've made decisions based on X, Y, or Z. Now I have the ability as an adult to go back and change my meaning structures of that situation. So, you know, people like that are not people who I hand my power over to in the future. But this is the thing, unknowingly, we then continue to associate a particular hierarchy or authority or someone like that, and then we hand our power over to that person, but maybe not to someone else. Right? It's really quite fascinating. And so there's so many areas of our life that we hold ourselves back in, but it's unconscious because we're still the child or the helpless individual, whether it be a female, a male, doesn't matter, right? But it's all unconscious, and it's all becoming up as in traits and behaviors. And it's really quite fascinating. But when we can go back and dig that fucking memory up and see it for what it is, and then change that memory in our mind, with our newfound awareness, because when you're 12, 13, 14, 8, whatever, you don't have the awareness that you have access to now. And so you can look at it now as an adult from when you were a kid, and you can change the fucking memory. You can change the way you view reality. You can change the meaning structures. And in doing so, you get to change how you live your life. So you never give your power over again. So that no matter what, you can continue to step into your power because you're no longer worried about what the inverted commas tribal say, because you know that the most important thing is you look after yourself. You don't need the tribe to look after it. It doesn't mean that's not beneficial and there's not a worthy goal and healthy relationship and community for the tribe to look after each other. What I'm saying is that you're not reliant on it. You're reliant on you. And then the tribe builds that, hey. And there's so many other variations of that actual story. But if we really learn to pay attention, you can hear it in people's language. Oh, my knee gets sore and it ruins my day. Let's go with that again, right? Or I have to speak to the boss. I have to speak to the financial advisor, being the wife or the husband first, right? And sometimes that's a cop-out, but it's still a level of handing power over rather than simply going, no, I don't want to do that, right? I mean, I run a business. I run a couple of businesses. And it's amazing how often people say yes and then like, oh, I'll call you back, when they damn well know they're not going to call me back. Right? So rather than, and it's actually like people go, oh, they're just trying to avoid, it's like, yeah, but they're handing their power over because they're not having the opportunity to set healthy boundaries every single time, right? And this is what's really interesting, because people can try and be like, oh, I'll call you back. And I'm like, okay, when are you planning on calling me back? They're like, oh, when I finish work. I was like, just so I make sure that I'm free, what are the times where you finish work that you'll be able to do so? So I know to make sure that I'm available for your call, right? And it gets to the point, I mean, maybe poor people are listening, I'm fucking never calling this guy. But it's just like, if you're not going to call, then that's okay as well. If this isn't for you and you don't want to do this, then you're more than welcome to just tell me. And I'm happy with that. They're like, oh, yeah, no, I'm not that interested at the moment. Okay, no problem. Thank you for your time. Right? And the flip of that, I know when I get people coming up and I'm like, hey, look, I'm not interested. They're like, but you haven't let me. I'm like, I didn't ask you to call me, buddy. You called me. I'm not interested. And it's very funny watching the other side of the thing as well. I'm not saying you have to address all of those things the way I address it. I'm saying it's powerful to see when the subtle times we hand our fucking power over, and how often that we're not taking the opportunity to learn healthy boundaries, to learn to step in our boundary and our power and say no and or say yes. Right. And the beautiful thing in that is that if we can learn to listen to others, to hear in their everyday language where they're losing their power, hear the words they're putting emphasis on, hear what they like almost choke their words on, right? Hear what words are more semantically loaded. And when I say that, I mean there's more like body behind it, more emotion behind it, right? To flag that. That's listening to where people lose their power. Watch their eyes. All of these things and being in a complete place of just holding space and sacredly listening allows you to really gauge the other person's map of reality, to check in with them. And if you're able to, you can do it with yourself as well. And when you do it with yourself, you get to change your fucking reality, because you get to go back to the memories that you're still holding on to as reality and as truth, change them to make sure that you can learn how to make the decisions that are going to empower you today for your future. And that's fucking powerful. But on that note, team, I'm done. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you'd pass it on to someone else or share it with someone that you think would also find it beneficial. And if you haven't already, I think you should get a ticket to the Mood Prep Live seminar. It's in Sydney, 21st, 22nd of September. There's still early bird tickets at the moment. You should totally jump on. It's on till, I believe, this weekend. Then it goes on the next phase. And that is at davenixon.com.au/seminars, or just go to davenixon.com.au. But team, that's me done for today. Until tomorrow, peace and pizza. Kick today in the dick. Slay the dragon. I'll see you soon.
Brad Bodnarchuk coming from you here in Vancouver, Canada. I had a quick question for you today after listening to Can't Hate What You Don't Know. So my question is, if we are in this mindset of accepting people and just understanding it's just our experience of them, how do we not become just so passive in what we're meaning? What do we actually stand for? So if someone's acting a certain way, it is triggering us, sure, but do we have to have, or should we have, standards in our life for the people that are around us? And how do you do that without projecting your ideals, your vision of how someone should show up and should act? So it's a balance that I'm struggling with, How do you stand for something but also be super accepting as well?